All right, 徳橋さん、はい、It's time for tongue twister!
もう全然大丈夫です。今でもめちゃめちゃ得意。
Really?
Okay. あ、信じてないの
okay. OK. How about this one?
はい。
Repeat after me.
はい。
Peter Piper.
Peter Piper.
Pick a peck.
Pick a peck.
Of pickled peppers.
Of pickled pepper.
Yes, wow!
言えるじゃん。
Yes!
一回だけだったら、
ね、Yes.
一回だけだったらね。
Yes. OK. Now, we're going to say three times.
今は今
No, later.
Later ですね。
Yes.
はい、練習しとくかもしれないです。
Now, okay.
はい、もう全然簡単です。良い子の皆さんに私は負けません。
Really? Okay, we'll be looking forward to that later. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So on this week on My Eyes Tokyo, we are going to interview a foreigner who came to Japan to mm-hmm. help the people of the Tokyo area. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's roll
My Eyes Tokyo.
Tokyo Chatter.
はい、世界中の素敵な皆さんに送る素敵なコーナー東京チャッターです、今週は日本の被災地のためにはるばるスウェーデンから飛んできましたターニャ・ソブコさんです。ターニャさん、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
ターニャ、where are you now?
そうですね。I am in Hong Kong right now.
Wow, Hong Kong.
Can
you talk a little about yourself?
Yes, uh-huh. I'm a doctor. Mm-hmm. I have a PhD, mm-hmm. and I studied it in Sweden and worked in Sweden, and then I came to Japan to do my postdoc mm-hmm. at Kyorin Daigaku.
Kyorin Daigaku. Hi.
And after that, I stayed in Japan about 2 years, a little bit more, and now I work in Hong Kong. I work nice. With the University.Of Hong Kong and China, mm-hmm. and I do my research here together with Sweden.
Mm. Okay, what PhD do you hold?
It's in nutrition.
Nutrition.
And, I worked with gastrointestinal tract with Helicobacter pylori.
Okay. Sounds very
専門的な話になってます、yeah. ちょっと、はいまあ、そんなわけでですね、あのタニアさんの栄養士さんですね、で現在は中国とのビッグプロジェクトに関わっている関係で香港にいらっしゃるということ で、うんうんうん、で日本には5月の初めゴールデンウィークの時期に日本に来ました。でそれで被災地のためにあることをしたんですけれども、うん、
Yeah, so Tanya, you were here in Japan in early May、what were you doing here?、うん
Oh, I came to Japan because you had a very big disaster there.
Yes.
And I wanted. Mm-hmm. I was so sorry to hear about that, and I was very, very worried about both everybody in Japan and of course about my friends.
Yes.
I have many friends in Japan, and I could not to come. I had to come, so of course I came to Japan.
I see. And what did you do when you were here? You had a cooking class?
Yes.
Charity cooking class, right?
Yes, uh-huh. I did. I wanted to do something, and I didn't know what to do, what I could do. I invited mm-hmm. my friends to come to Hong Kong. I invited them to spend some time with me, but of course they would never come. Mm-hmm. And I wanted, of course I wanted to give money, but that's very simple. Everybody can give money, mm-hmm. being in Hong Kong or in Sweden or anywhere. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to come and show my solidarity. I wanted to show my friends and to Japan that I really care. Mm-hmm.And also, when I gave this cooking class,
yes.
I thought cooking class, it's a very normal thing. It's very ordinary. Mm-hmm, and I thought mm-hmm. if I do cooking, if we all cook together, then people would forget about bad mm-hmm. things, would forget mm-hmm. about disaster.
Yes.
And we will all eat and laugh and yes, enjoy it. Yes, it's mm-hmm. like a normal life. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's what I could do.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. How many people joined the class?
It was two classes, and uh-huh. altogether it was 12 people who joined.
Oh, okay. And if you don't mind us asking, how much money were you able uh-huh, to raise uh-huh. for the charity?
It was 48,000.
Oh, wow, that's good. Late. Oh, that's great. And you donated it to some organization?
Yes, we donated it to the non-profit organization uh-huh. in
NPO?
Japan.
I see.
Yes, NGO, yes. Uh-huh. And we're very happy because, mm-hmm. to be able to do it. And of course, it's not only me, it's also Niki-san and Miho. The whole Niki's Kitchen helped uh-huh. to organize this event.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so The dishes you've made in your the cooking
class.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was it Swedish food or Japanese food or?
Mm. Oh, of course it was Swedish food because uh-huh. when I lived in Japan, uh-huh. During the time when I did my research, I did some extra work for mm-hmm. Nikki's Kitchen, mm-hmm. and I was teaching Swedish cooking, mm-hmm. and I was because I teach nutritious food. Mm-hmm. I usually pick up the food that is very healthy and mm-hmm. that is very that I think Japanese people would like. I think Japanese uh-huh. food is extremely healthy.
Uh-huh. Okay, well that's good to know. From an expert.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay.
And I prepared Swedish foods, and that was the mackerel, for example, saba.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I made some salad also, and uh-huh. it was potato pancakes. Pancakes uh-huh. are very famous in Sweden.
Yes.
So it's Swedish food, yeah.
Oh, that's good. And did they enjoy? Did you,
yes.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Were they smiling and mm-hmm. enjoying having mm-hmm. a good time?
Yes, they usually do. It's very relaxing classes. We laugh and we talk stories, and I tell them stories about Sweden, and I think we all enjoyed it. Mm.
But they must have been surprised that you actually came, you know, especially during this crisis, this time when everybody is actually leaving Japan.
You came
to Japan to help your friends.
Yes, I think they were surprised, and
yes.
I think they were very happy about that
of course. Yes. Mm.
And I think my friends were happy. I think it gave people courage and gave some feeling that many people in the world care about them, actually.
That's good. How about, do you have any message or something you'd like to say for the victims?
Mm.
Okay. Yes, for the victims and for all people of Japan, I would like to say that please try to help each other and try to go back to normal as soon as possible, mm-hmm. because it will heal much faster when mm-hmm. you do that. And it's very difficult times for everybody of you. Mm-hmm. And but I think Japanese people are so thoughtful, and mm-hmm. they care already so much about each other. So mm-hmm. I don't think mm-hmm. it will be a problem. I think you will manage this hard situation very, very soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And I'm sure the Japanese people appreciate a lot what you did. It means a lot for them. Mm-hmm. Yes. So thank you. It's a great encouragement. Yes.
And I also want to tell to my friends and to their families to wish all the best and mm-hmm. to tell them how much I love Japan mm-hmm. and all of them mm-hmm. and all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think mm-hmm. the rest of the world, how much everybody looks and loves Japan. You please mm-hmm. remember about
this.
We all
so
care
touching.
About
you.
Yes,
yeah,
I was about to cry.
So またね来ていただけるかなということでね。
Yes, we will look forward to you coming back.
そうです。
Yes, ね、I will come back and、うん、I will bring more people with me to help.
Thank you. 、う
ん、はい、OK、Thank you very much. ありがとうございました。はい、今週はですね。
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
はい、スウェーデン出身で現在香港で、活動していらっしゃいます谷谷そぼこさんでした。はい、じゃあここで、曲をね、アリさん。
Okay. Okay, so we would like to bring you a Japanese taiko music entitled Edo Bayashi Conversations, composed by Isaku Kageyama, a professional Japanese taiko drummer.
どうぞ。 さ、後半の統計者なんですけども、ねえ、先ほどまあ本当にそのすごく励まされるというかね、
yes.
うん、感じのインタビューでございましたね。どうでしたか本当に。
Yes, of course. Again, we were touched, really, and encouraging mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And well, I mentioned it last time too, but yeah, we're really fortunate to have so many people supporting Japan mm-hmm. and a lot of people wanting to do something extra, mm-hmm. going that extra mile to do something to show solidarity for Japan. So I was really impressed with that.
そうですね。どうですか。同じね、外国人コミュニティのリーダーとして。
Oh,
あれ？あ、ごめんなさい。言い過ぎた。どうですね。
Yeah, I was really touched.
うん、ですよね。Mm-hmm. もう本当やっぱなぜこのタニアさんちょっと今回お招きしたかって言ったら、わざわざやっぱこのために来たからなんですよ。
Yes, yes.
で、あの本当はね、もっと早く来たかったそうです。あの、まあ、彼女は実際5月の初めからだいたい1週間ぐらいだったんですけど、本当はもっと早く来たかった。だけども、でそれこそ仙台に行ってボランティアしたかったっていうのがあるんですよ。だけど言葉の壁がねどうしてもあるので、逆に今行ったら足手元になっちゃうかもしれない、なの でそれであとはそのニキズキッチン、先ほど言いましたニキズキッチン、これはあの、まあ、東京と大阪で約30平の教室があります、その外国人の自宅を、教室にしているという変わったユニークなところなんですけども、料理教室なんですけども、そこのニキズキッチンの田瀬さんという、まあ、リーダーの方がですね、もうちょっと待ってくださいと、でそれでその、まあ、クラスをセットするまで待ったんです。それで5月の3日に来日したということなんですね。
So Nikki's Kitchen is an international cooking school.
そうです。そういうことです。で日本人が結構いろいろ習って、人気ですすごく。
Yes,
多分お二人が多分じゃあ予約しようとしても簡単にはできないぐらい。
I see.
They are doing cooking lessons in English.
まあ、ボスですね。イングリッシュもあればジャパニーズもあります。
Oh, I see. So it's good for foreign people to learn Japanese.
そうですね。そういうことですね。そう。なのでね、まあ、この夏にはね、仙台、ぜひ、まあ、直接試合して、まあ、仙台にお友達がいるってことですね。そうです。まあ、ホープでいいということでね。ですね。まあ、そんな感じでございましたが、さあ、まあ、そんなハートウォーミングな話の後に、ハートウォーミングなインフォメーションが、アイリンさんの方からございます。
Tokyo Metropolitan Medical Institution information, they call it Himawari. Did you know that?
Okay, Himawari sunflower.
Yep. Information regarding medical care. So Himawari provides information about medical institutions here in Tokyo. And here in metropolitan area, some names of the hospitals, addresses, medical departments, days on which medical treatment is provided, hours of consultations, details of treatment supported, transportation access, etc., etc. And they also have foreign staffs. And they have four languages: English, Chinese, Korean.Thai, it's five, and Spanish. Yes, and the information is provided free of charge. Yeah, so in case you cannot find hospital when you're ill or injured, you can contact the Metropolitan Health and Medical Information Center. Or the,
You call them or?
Yes, I mean, you can call them. They have their phone number and they can speak, as what I said a moment ago,
five languages.
Yes.
それは助かりますね。
Yes, and also they have emergency translation services. Interpretation service through phone is also available for foreign patients visiting a hospital if their treatment is not going to be carried out smoothly. Because of the language barrier.
So when they actually go to the hospital and they can't communicate with the staff there, they can call this number.
Yes. Oh, okay. But also, but only for medical purposes.
Right. Yes, of course.
それは助かりますね、これは。
Yes. I found this and I thought it will be a very big help for people like me.
いや、これは助かります。
Yes.
あの、やっぱり病院で困る人多いですからね。
Especially the language barrier.
そうですね。
This is on their website?
Yes.
Nice.
じゃあこれもね、早速じゃあ Facebook の方と、
yes.
まあ、番組の方にもね。
Yes, check out our Facebook for more information.
そうですね。はい、ありがとうございます。でですね、ちょっとここでご報告なんですけどね、昨日の夜、世田谷共同のソーシャルエナジーカフェで、マイス東京2回目となるトークイベントを開催しました。お越しくださった方、どうもありがとうございます。で、3回目はね、ちょっとまだ時期はまだちょっと決まってないですけど、海外メディアの東京特派員の方々をお迎えしようかなと。思ってます。日本を世界に発信するということをテーマにパネルトークまた行いたいなと思ってますので、どうぞご期待ください。さあ、アイリンさんね、恐怖の早口、いや恐怖じゃない、今は大丈夫よ、今は大丈夫よ。
Yes, I thought you said you're getting better at this.
得意ですよ、
right? It's very easy, right?
Easy? めちゃめちゃ easy.
Okay,
one more time. Repeat after me. Peter Piper.
Peter Piper.
Picked a peck.
Picked a peck.
Of pickled peppers.
Of pickled pepper.
Yes. Okay. Maya, can you please give an example?
Okay. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Very good. Okay. Takahashi-san.
Well, sounds good ですね.
Yes. Okay.
Come on. Let's give it a try.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper.
Yes. Yes. ペッパー
ズ、yes. まあこれが日本人ですね。
Very good.
複数形に弱い日本人でございました。
Yes. Yes. Not bad. Not
yes.
bad.
Moving a lot. Yes. Yes.
成長した成長した。Mm-hmm. もう ECC の横の皆さん、もう B 中ですね。
That's questionable.
そういうことでですね、来週も皆さんの生活に役立つ情報をお伝えしますので、ぜひお聞きください。Radio